This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm back. I'm happy. You happy? Not really. You know, whatever. You got to make yourself happy. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. How? 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Hey, head up to the website. Do me a favor, will you? Seriously. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Let me, you know, we do it once a week. I send out an email, let you know who's coming on, what we're doing. All right? Or if you don't want to do the emails, I get it. I hate email. I really do hate emails also. But so head up, you know, you can do a text message. Right? Wouldn't tell you to let me notify you by text message. And you simply text TRS to 55. That's the old number. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, thanks again just for being with me, being involved, being engaged, being part of, if you would. There is a lot happening out there. It was a crazy news day. You know, we could talk about the same thing that everybody else is talking about. I like to hit on the oddball stories, right? We already know, and we don't, it really isn't enough information. Not that I don't believe it. But the hard drive that came in with Joey B's sons, Hunter Biden, who will go back into hiding again, with all the information on it, let's let them sift through it a bit. I think this is going to be a lot of fun over the next few days. I mean, can you believe all the? Do you believe all the corruption that's going on in the Dem Party? And even my friends that are hardcore Dems don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. There's no way, because only Republicans are like that. Don't you know that? That's the thing I really find funny. These are well-educated people that can't seem to get past that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I got to stop saying that, don't I? It's a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying? No, but seriously. Because we do, we just need to make sure that people know truly who it stands for what. I can't tell you. And when Tammy and I used to do voter registration at churches, right? We'd go and we would put the platforms of both parties up there. Not say a word, just put the platform up there. Let people decide on their own which platform they line up with. And I was always perplexed that these people thought that the Republicans were the ones for abortion. That the Republicans, all the things that the Democrats stood for that was in the Democrat platform, they thought we stood for. The Republicans stood for. And it just always amazed me. It didn't even infuriate me. It amazed me, because it meant two things. Or one of two things. Either those were two really stupid people, or we're not getting the message out. We're not doing a good job at pushing the message out there. Now, I believe Republicans stink at getting their messages out. They're terrible at it. Which is why we're always playing catch-up. We shouldn't be. We should be out in front of them. I've been saying it for a long time. It's what Trump's been doing. That's why I said to you a few weeks ago, Trump has changed the Republican Party. Not the D.C. You're not going to change D.C. that quick and that easy. The only thing Trump has done with D.C. is cause them, push them to step up more and fight harder and really let you see what they truly are all about. But what he's done for the Republican Party is even better and more. He has forced them to get out in front of this stuff. He has forced them to speak about this stuff in advance. And frankly, you know, Lindsey Graham, who I am not a big fan of, I think he could be moving faster. I still think they're playing by the gentleman's rules of fighting, and they shouldn't be. And Graham said it when Kavanaugh was nominated and confirmed. He said, "I hope to God you guys never get power. I have had friends. I've seen this. I've seen what's going on. I cannot believe what's happening. I cannot believe my ears and eyes." And he's right. They're like kids set loose in a candy factory, not even a candy store, with nobody watching over them. Look at California. I want you to remember something. It was Kamala Harris who said that everybody is looking at California. Everybody wants to be like California. I want to know how many hits off the crack pipe she had to take to get to that point. Nobody wants to be like California. We've got thousands of people leaving here on a monthly basis, running away from California. The highest taxes in the country, income and gas taxes. Now they're raising your taxes again, your income taxes. Why? Because they're hurting for taxes. So instead of changing their policies, they're going to hit you up for more money. It's just nuts. Totally and utterly nuts. And the Democrats won't come against their own. They will let them slit their throats just so they don't have anything negative to say or don't look bad. It is scary. It is actually scary to see the Dems not protect others. They don't. They don't at all. They're shutting off power in Northern California right now as we speak. Why? Because it's too windy. And they're afraid that the power lines might spark to set off the wildfires. But I want you to think about something. They say this is all to do with climate change. What has climate change got to do with electrical lines? What has climate change got to do with humans putting up wind tunnels? I mean, not wind, you know, windmills to produce electricity? Nothing. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for, you know, just look at hanging out. I know some of you guys got other places you could be, other things you could be doing, other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one. Makes me feel good. Gives me, warms my heart. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. And it's just, again, I'm wound up with Kamala Harris. I don't know if it's Kamala. I don't know. Somebody said she had a stage name was Carmel or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. So you hear people say, like, Ms. Harris is saying that, you know, I can't call her Senator Harris. I don't see any. There's no Senator character about her. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to call her that. Kind of hard to give her that honor, if you would. Watching her run around. I mean, think about something. She buddied up with somebody she called a rapist. What does that say about her character? Someone she said was a sexual assaulter. Someone she said was a racist. Again, I say, what does that say about her character? And when somebody asked her about it, she's like, ha, 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 it was a debate. Okay, but you said those things. Don't you believe them? Ha, 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 it was a debate. No integrity. Absolutely none. Two lines above pond scum at that point. I mean, seriously. But they're the ones with the moral compass. They're going to tell us how to live our lives. Because they know what's best for us. Anyway, the state of California released new guidelines for Californians to gather outside. This is what she wants the whole country to be like this. To gather outside their household. You hear this? When you're outside your house. During the coronavirus pandemic, the new guidelines include the following. Untafiora wants you to... I mean, doesn't it sound like that? Gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. Can't get together for a neighborhood block party. This includes everyone present, including hosts and guests. Remember, God, the smaller number of people, the safer you'll be. Okay, yeah, the more you stay apart, keep the households that you interact with stable over time. By spending time with the same people, risk of transmission is reduced. Participating in multiple gatherings with different households or groups is strongly discouraged. I mean, I wish I spoke German. And I'm not trying to beat up my German friends, but I really wish I spoke German. Because isn't that kind of what this sounds like? Anybody with me on this? It sounds like the fascists are telling us what we're going to do, what we have to do, what we need to do. And I find that more than scary. Right? Matter of fact, that's a great idea. Let me do that. This is the way this should go. Because this is the way it's playing out. I know, you don't know what this is yet. Here. Outside your house during the winter season, and you're out with friends and loved ones like you want to be, let's make sure you stay safe and keep the rest of the country safe at the same time. Let's keep households that you interact with stable over a period of time by spending time with the same people. The risk of transmission is reduced. Now, don't you want to make sure it's reduced for everybody in the neighborhood? The host should collect names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed later on. The Fuhrer would love that. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use the restroom, as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized. Please don't pee on the side of the toilet. Gatherings may occur in outdoor spaces that are covered by umbrellas. This is from the state of California. From the communist country of California. Gatherings may occur in outdoor spaces that are covered by umbrellas, canopies, awnings, roofs, and other... Listen, Maronis that are running California, the best way to kill this thing is in sunlight. Did you know that? I'm not even a doctor. I know my mother's going to be heartbroken, but I'm not even a doctor. And I know that when you're outside the sun, it kills this thing. No, they want you under the umbrellas. They want you under awnings. They want you out of the sunlight. Why? Because it won't kill it. It'll keep it going. A gathering no more than three households is permitted in public park or other outdoor spaces. Boy, they'd be arresting half of my town. Even if it's unrelated gatherings of other groups, up to three households are also occurring in the same park or other outdoor space. If multiple such gatherings are occurring, mixing between group gatherings is highly prohibited. Verboten. Oh, God bless. Additionally, multiple gatherings of three households cannot be jointly organized or coordinated. In other words, it's going to be like the tarmac meeting, right, with Clinton. You got to kind of show up and go, oh, I didn't know my neighbors were going to be here. Anyone with any COVID-19 symptoms like fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, night sweats, sore throat, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, tiredness, muscle, or body ache. This sounds like what you get when you take some of the newer drugs on the market, doesn't it? Sure, doesn't it? Have ringing in your ears? Here, take this. However, you might suffer from fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, night sweats, sore throat, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, tiredness, muscle or body aches, headaches, confusion. Oh, wait a minute. This is Joey B. Or lost sense of taste and smell. It really doesn't. It sounds like one of those commercials with all the side effects from the drug that you're going to take. You must stay at home and not come into contact with anyone outside their household. Now, let me tell you something. I went to the DMV here in California. Yes, I went there. They're actually open. And I got in line. Well, I wouldn't in line. You know, they give them a number, then they give you these spots, you go stand in. And when I got inside, now, I want you to think about this. I'm outside in the heat. I'm a large man. And it's hot. And I get up. And when I ask you to come in, the girl sticks that laser thing in my head, you know, takes a shot at me with the laser thing. And she kind of furls her brow. I go, yeah, I was outside in the heat. Because they're looking to see what your temperature is. Now, I'm sure that my skin temperature right there where it took the temperature was a little higher than 98.6. You know what I'm saying? And she gave me a sticker and she let me in anyway. All right, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm sorry. I'm having too much fun with this. I shouldn't, but I am. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spent Wednesday in North Carolina. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and discussed where the administration is with a potential relief package.
We're now at $1.9 trillion. At some point, Speaker Pelosi has to take yes for an answer. I can tell you there are a number of things that she said, if you only deal with this, we'll be able to move forward. So we said yes to that, only to find out that the goalposts moved once again.
Meadows added that meeting in the middle hasn't come to fruition as of yet, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and President Trump continue to offer what he calls fair options. The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on the coronavirus. Jay Butler discussed what we all need to continue to try to do to get out of this pandemic.
Wash your hands. Watch your distance. Wear your face covering when you can't watch your distance. And avoid settings where you can't do those things.
In the past week, there have been over 60,000 new cases and over 700 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the times that you just spend with me. You know, on the air, in the chat room, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing. And you tune in and love some of the comments that you make. You know, we have a live chat room going on at the website. You find it at therealside.com. And again, just a lot of things happening that you want to keep up to. A lot of changes even coming to the show in the next coming weeks. I believe they're going to be good. Been a long time coming. No, I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. I'm like a bad rash. I never really go away. But so we're talking about, you know, Kamala Harris. I mean, just a peach of a woman. She says that everybody wants to be like California. I don't know what she's smoking. Nobody wants it. People want to be so much like California that they're running out of the state in droves. We're losing thousands of people pretty much every month to other states like, you know, Arizona, Texas, Florida. I think Oklahoma, some people are going to Kansas. I'm sure they're glad to see us coming. And, you know, one of the signs, you know, you see signs up all over the place when you go to these states, and it's so true. It's like, do not vote for the same thing you left. But I'm not so sure people are smart enough to do that. I'm sorry. Because you're still voting in the same people. You people in Chicago, how many people have to die, or do you even know how many people are dying every weekend before you start voting out those people that are allowing this to happen? Same thing in D.C., same thing in New York. My God, de Blasio, how did he get in twice? I was totally floored, and I mean totally floored. I had nothing to work with. I couldn't figure it out. How did they let this happen? Anyhow. So the draconian measures that Governor Nuisance, or His Highness Governor Nuisance, has put into play, this is just great. I mean, just to go outside with your buddies or hang out in the cul-de-sac, right? You can't be with more than three families total. Right? You got to have everybody's name and address, and you got to kind of keep track of where they're at, make sure you don't catch what they have. Like, you're supposed to turn them in. I would turn anybody in. I don't care. You know, seriously. For what? For getting a flu? Give me a break. And no more than three families can gather in a public park. Oh, yeah, that's going to work out. Even if unrelated gatherings of other groups up to three households are also occurring in the same park or other outdoor space, if multiple such gatherings are occurring, mixing between group gatherings is not allowed. Hey, got any extra mustard? I can't come over and get it. Could you throw it towards me? Make sure it's disinfected first. Unreal. Anyone with any COVID-19-like symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, night sweat, sore throats, I just love this one. I can't stop reading it. People at higher risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19, such as older adults and people with chronic medical conditions, are urged. That makes sense. If you're susceptible to this, if you've already got a condition, you may want to be with your family, but you know what? You may have to give it up for the moment. Now, if you use the masks truly for what they're for, how they're supposed to be used, and somebody's got it, you should have the mask on. When gathering, face coverings must be worn in accordance with the CDPH guidance on the use of face coverings, unless there is an exemption available. What does that mean? Unless there's an exemption available? In other words, what, if you have asthma or something? Because nobody at the stores know this. I've heard arguments going on with some people in the stores. It's asinine. They're asinine. Don't even know what to say. Oh, and they want to be like California. No, they don't. Let's hit some of the crazy stories. I got one you'll love. Ayanna Pressley, her challenger in Massachusetts, said she was attacked at a local Trump rally, suffered a broken tibia. Oh, God. Rayla Campbell, the Republican congressional hopeful challenging Representative Ayanna Pressley, in November said she was attacked by two women at a Trump rally on Columbus Day. The incident left her with a sprained finger, fractured tibia, and a mild concussion. Campbell, who is the chair of Black Voice for Trump in Massachusetts, she said she was walking through a parking lot after the rally when a woman drove in front of her. The driver and the passenger began to verbally assault her. We've seen this before. This is nothing new. We've done so much over many years, and you know, it feels like we're taking steps back instead of moving forward, said the woman. When she responded to the woman, Campbell took out a microphone. Why are you screaming Black Lives Matter at black candidates? Telling me I don't know what it's like to be black. We have seen, you want to talk about dementia? I have seen this so much. Where I have seen white people screaming at black people, telling them they don't know what it's like to be black. If you don't think that's demented, if you don't think, look at, if those young people that are doing that aren't sick, then I like to meet their parents. What the heck did you do to these kids? You made them so empowered. You told them they were so smart, so wonderful, so perfect that they have a right to actually get in the face of white. And I'll use the terms y'all hate. The milky white cracker is going to tell the black person what it's like to be black. How entitled is that? Right? Why? Don't you think that's racist? You think they're too stupid to know better? Do you think the black person is too stupid to know that, A, they're black, and B, how they've been oppressed? Wow. I would love one of you to call in the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to talk to any one of you. Maybe you can enlighten me. Maybe you can help me out. Seriously. And this is commonplace. You see this all over the place. Now, it's funny, you have I don't know if she was strong, I heard her speak, but you have a strong black American woman, right, talking about issues, and because she's a Republican, you can't, She's bad. She's ignorant. Wow, can you imagine any one of us Republicans calling? I mean, we made fun of AOC. They go crazy. I mean, they literally lose their minds. Right? John Paul Morin, another Republican in the state running for Congress, he posted on Twitter that he was also threatened with death by Antifa. These were Joe Biden supporters for being a gay conservative. How could he be? See, I always love that, too. Oh, if you're gay and you're a Republican, then you're brain dead. You're stupid. You've drank the Kool-Aid. But this goes to show you that how elitist they really are. How much they really believe that they've got all the answers. That nobody else can help you, but they can. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you, there's so many stories nobody else is doing. You're not talking about. I don't know why. They're real. You should talk about them at least a little bit. All right. You know, when some of my friends that are on the left, I know they listen to the show. They kind of tell me with a wink and a nod that they don't. But I'm sure there's other lefties. They're listening to the show to make sure that I'm telling the truth, because they'll call me out on Facebook later. And by the way, I don't lose any sleep over it. Those of you that are writing there, don't think that I'm walking around the house slamming my head thinking, you know, why didn't you or why did you? So some interesting points to think about. Right? Especially, not even my Democrat friends, but those of you that are standing on the fence about Trump. I mean, I could do this for 2 hours. I got some really good stuff on what Trump has done. But if you're a moderate Democrat, a libertarian, independent, right, those you think of walking away from the Democrat, you know, those that are thinking about walking away from the Democrat Party. I want you to think about the same women who are upset at Trump's naughty words. And just keep your rocks to yourself, because I'm just throwing some thoughts out there. The same women who were upset at Trump's naughty words also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. Now, if you know what 50 Shades of Grey are about, you cannot wear anything that says Me Too on it. It's just not going to work. Now, one feminist has defended conservative women when attacked. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. But I'm telling you, you'll see the hypocrisy shine. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm having some fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a good time. Head over to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live. You just be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now, look, many worried about votes being stolen, right? So let me just put this out to you. If you really are concerned, and hear me out. You're going to have to reach deep for this one. Because we are in a war here. Whether you believe in, you know, spiritual battles or, you know, regular battle, whatever, we are in a war here. Two totally different lifestyles. Two totally different ways of thinking. One group wants to go 180 degrees against our founding fathers, which put a good, solid system together. The other, they want to go into full-blown socialism that has worked nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So you better get off your butts. And when I say that, look, if you're already doing it, please don't send me an email unless you're guilty about something. If you're already doing it, then fine. This is not for you. But if you're not, and you're sitting there on the couch, and you're pounding away on a Facebook keyboard or doing whatever, get up and do something. Seriously, in all sincerity, get up and do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm having a little moment to show you how the hypocrisy shines on the left. And maybe some of the right, too. Pay attention. You get a lot of people that are upset. They don't want to vote for Trump. You get a lot of people walking away from the Democrat Party. You know the difference here is the Democrats, they don't acknowledge that. The Republicans, we acknowledge that. We acknowledge why the people were walking away. We weren't reaching them all. We weren't really dealing with them all. So anyway, I'll start where I left off. Remember that the same women who are upset about Trump's naughty, nasty words and the way he looks at women or treats women or talks about certain things, they also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. Right? Not one feminist has defended a conservative woman when attacked. It seems that women's rights only matter to those who are liberal. Now think about it. No border walls, no voter ID laws. Why wouldn't you want that? Why would you want to keep your kids safe? I'm not saying that everybody coming over the border is somebody's going to hurt you, but they are taking jobs. They take from the system. It's true. It's real. I mean, I'm drumming up some old stuff, and I want you to think about it. Think about the path that they have been on for decades. Chelsea Clinton got out of college, got a job at NBC that paid $900,000 a year. Hello? I mean, come on, work this out. Work this out in your head. Who gets out of college and gets paid that kind of money with absolutely no experience whatsoever? Right? But everybody else is about white privilege but her. Right? And just like that, they went from being against foreign interference in our elections to allowing non-citizens to vote in our elections. A lot of cities, smaller cities along the border and other places, want illegals to be able to vote in local school board, city council, those kind of races. Nonpartisan, non-federal races. No. Wrong. You want to be part of the process? Be part of the process. Right? Get your citizenship. Work. You know, people have forgotten. We haven't talked about this for a long time. You can get a legal residence card. You do not have to just simply, skirt the citizenship issue. And a lot of those, they don't want to be American citizens. They want to take advantage of the American system, but they don't want to be citizens. But you'll never hear a Dem talk about that, ever. Right? President Trump's wall has cost less than the Obamacare website. Let that sink in for a minute. The website that kept failing so miserably. And not to scare you to death, but let me try. We are 101 couple of weeks now, election away from open borders, socialism, gun confiscation, full-term abortion, partial birth abortion. We're fighting against evil. Think back to them sending, they sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone, who could barely move, him and his wife, than they sent to defend Benghazi. Remember that? About 60 years ago, Venezuela was the fourth on the world's economic freedom index. Fourth. Number four. Fourth. Today, they're 179th. The citizens are dying of starvation. They're eating their own animals. They're hijacking trucks on the way in the city. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by the Democrat Socialist. Right? Mr. Hugo promised him all kinds of stuff he couldn't deliver. He knew he couldn't deliver it. And they fell for it. See anything happening here like that? You know, ultimately, when they look at the numbers, Russia donated zip to Donald Trump. Nothing. Absolutely. Remember the guy that they were supposed to have something on? Nothing. But they donated almost $150 million to the Clinton Foundation. But Trump was the one investigated. Let this stuff start to sink in. Think about the corruption at that level. That the Democrats have power, the kind of corruption they have. I'm not saying the Republicans wouldn't do the same thing if they had the same power. That's not what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with issues of fact right now, and that's it. You know, Nancy Pelosi, remember she invited illegal aliens to the State of the Union? So President Trump invited victims of illegal aliens to the State of the Union? Who are they for? Who are they standing up for? Remember President Obama when they allowed the shutdown to happen? He was in a tent near the White House with a bunch of illegals. Yeah, remember? Don't you remember? And where were the Republicans? They were ripping down fences at the veterans, war memorial, so the veterans who flew here on planes could get in because they were being turned away. And God bless those congressmen who said, you know, told the park rangers, "We'll arrest us. We're okay with it." You realize that a socialist is nothing more than a communist who doesn't have the power to take everything away from you yet. That was the other thing somebody brought up, which was true. How do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico? How do you make that long trek up without food or support? You show up at our borders at the times you were overweight. You had a cell phone, good sneakers. How did that happen? If you were coming from a poor, destitute position, how did that happen? AOC, she's still looking to ban your cars, your planes, give out universal income. She is all for 110% socialism because she sure works. Can't tell you where or how, but she sure works. And she calls Donald Trump crazy. My favorite, Billy Bob Clinton, you know, he's the guy that just keeps on giving. He paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to go away, to shut her up. Why would he need her to shut up? What did he do to her? Did the FBI raid his lawyer's office? Of course they didn't. Right? Every day I wake up, I'm grateful. I thank God that Hillary Clinton is not the president of these United States. Because she wouldn't be a president, she'd be a dictator. That's the mindset that they have. We owe them. They are the best person for the job. The Dems feel that way. The senator from Hawaii lets you know that, how smart Democrats were and why they needed to be running everything. And if you don't see it, then you're just being dishonest. The Democrats look at black male conservatives as ignorant, uneducated, not worth their time. They call them all kinds of names. Same thing with black conservative women. Strong black women that are Republicans, they have all kinds of names for. Same thing with the gay lesbian community. Does that sound... When I say that I am against rape, no woman is an object of rape or sexual assault just because of the way she dresses, I'm not talking about conservative women. I'm talking about all women. Conservative, liberal, green party, purple party, no party preference. They're not. It's a whole different word for them. It's a whole different meaning to our words. Right? Well, I had so much more what to talk about. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down. Be ready to call it next time. Hey, we're here all week. I hope you'll be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.